The federal government must release more than 100 Iraqis detained in jails in Michigan and Ohio. That's the ruling from a federal judge in Detroit this morning. In June of 2017, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested hundreds of Iraqis throughout southeast Michigan. Most of those arrested were Chaldean Christians, a religious minority in Iraq. The ACLU sued on behalf of the detainees, saying they would face persecution if returned to their home country. Under U.S. law, foreign nationals cannot be held in jail for more than 6 months unless deportation is imminent. In his decision this morning, Judge Mark Goldsmith blasted the government for lying to the court about negotiations with Iraq to take back the detainees, and he ordered ICE to release the detainees within 30 days. Here now is Martin Manna. He heads the Chaldean Community Foundation and the Chaldean American Chamber of Commerce. Martin, how did you feel when you heard about today's order?
Well, I think like many families, there was some relief. This has been quite a long, ongoing saga that's been taking place for nearly a year and a half now, and many families have been separated while the courts continue to figure out whether or not these Iraqi nationals should be sent back to Iraq, to a country that not necessarily wants to take them back, or a country that they're not familiar with because they've been here for so long, and others even could face some form of persecution if they are sent back. So I think there's a relief, and now others that are currently in this situation that haven't been detained yet or were under other orders have some hope. So relief and hope is really what comes to mind when you talk about what comes from this ruling.
How many detainees are we talking about who could be affected by this ruling?
About 110 still remain detained and have been detained for quite some time.
And I remember talking with you when these arrests all happened in the summer of 2017. So here we are nearly a year and a half later. How has this affected the Chaldean American community in southeast Michigan?
Well, I think, you know, for many families, it's been a very trying time. Most of those that have been detained or were detained are the family breadwinners. They spent almost their entire life here in Michigan. Most of their spouses, their children are citizens, and at some point in time, they either committed a misdemeanor or a felony, and so they had no opportunity to become a U.S. citizen. The law just would not permit it because of the crimes that might have been committed. They've did their time in some situations, and then years later, in many cases decades later, they were being picked up and detained and threatened to be sent back to Iraq, to a country that many of them don't really understand. They've never spoken the language. They left when they were children. And we know what's happened to mainly the minority communities there, like the Christians, the Chaldeans, who have been persecuted since 2003, since the U.S.-led invasion there.
And I know this is an injunction on the detainment of these Iraqi nationals. But what is still out there? Is there still a chance that some could be deported to Iraq? Do we still have families in limbo?
Well, there's still families in limbo. I mean, there can be an appeal to this. It's an ongoing challenge that needs to either play out entirely in the courts. But as you mentioned earlier, the government really hasn't been forthcoming with all the information. They've been sanctioned by this judge because they haven't really been telling the truth. They said that many of these deportations were imminent. Iraq has had trouble even proving that they're Iraqi. And then those that have had their day in court, thankfully, some 90% have been victorious. So the courts have overwhelmingly ruled in favor of these individuals, saying that they should not be deported back, that they've spent quite a long time here, that they've been contributing to society positively. They've done their time. They have family here. And so there is still some risk at play, but I think longer term, all of these victories that the ACLU has led will play out in favor of these detained and other members of the community.
Now, I know that that this preliminary injunction involves orders that anyone detained more than 6 months to be released under orders of supervision. So just so we're all clear, does that still leave people behind bars? Are there people who are there who've been detained for less than 6 months who will not be released under this order?
Well, it's clear. They said that any member who has not been detained for 6 months but eventually will reach 6 months later, mm-hmm. they should be released 30 days after the six-month period. So if they haven't been detained for 6 months, the order is talking about that once they get to that six-month period, the government has about 30 days to release them or prove that there may be other risk in releasing them, and they must prove that to the courts.
What do you hope, Martin Manna, that today's court order from Judge Goldsmith, what does this mean, could it mean, for detainees and their families?
Well, it could mean that, I've just had a few meetings and some calls from families. It's talking about getting your father back after not seeing him for a year and a half. And it's also, I think, a victory for all Americans. I mean, the government shouldn't be able to detain people for an unlimited amount of time, or should they misrepresent the government as they have in the court system. I think there's some hope. We've always said all along as a community that we must follow the laws of this country, but we must follow all the laws. And there is recourse and there's opportunity for those that are in this situation that the courts at some point will rule on it. And so I think, like we said in the beginning of this discussion, there's a lot more hope for these families, and there's also some relief. And I do believe that overall it's a victory for all Americans because this is being played out in the court system.
Martin Manna, thank you so much for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thank you for having me.